John chapter 15.
I am the true vine. My Father is the farmer. My Father takes away any branch in me which is not producing fruit. My Father trims each branch which is producing fruit, so that it will produce more fruit. You are already clean because of the message I have spoken to you. Stay in me, and I will stay in you. No branch can produce fruit on its own. It must stay on the vine. In the same way, you cannot produce unless you stay in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Who will produce much fruit? The person who stays in me and in whom I stay. You can do nothing without me. If someone does not stay in me, he is like a branch which is thrown away. He dries up. People gather dead branches and throw them into the fire, and they burn up. If you stay in me, and my words stay in you, then you may ask for whatever you want, and it will happen for you. You must produce much fruit and be my followers. This is how my Father gets glory. I love you, just as the Father loves me. Stay in my love. I have obeyed my Father's commands, and I stay in his love. If you obey my commands, then you will stay in my love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. This is my command. Love one another as I have loved you. Suppose someone gives up his life for his friends. No one has a greater love than this. You are my friend, if you do what I tell you to do. I am no longer calling you slaves, because a slave doesn't know what his master is doing. I am calling you friends, because I have revealed to you everything which I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me. I chose you. I have appointed you to go and produce fruit. Your fruit will last. My Father will give you whatever you ask for in my name. Love one another. I am ordering you to do this. If the people of the world hate you, remember that they hated me first. If you were from the world, the people of the world would love their own people. I chose you from out of the world. You are not in the world anymore. That is why the people of the world hate you. Do you remember the lesson I taught you? No slave is more important than his master. Since they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. Since they obeyed my teaching, they will obey your teaching too. The people of the world will do all these things to you because of my name. They didn't know the one who sent me. If I had not come and talked to them, they would not be so guilty, but now they have no excuse for their sin. A person who hates me hates my Father too. They would not be so guilty if I had not performed deeds among them which no one has ever done. But they have now seen the miracles. They have hated me and my Father. It was necessary for this verse written in their law to come true. They have no reason to hate me. I will send you the Comforter from the Father. He is the Spirit of truth who is coming out from the Father. When he comes, he will tell the truth about me. You will testify too, because you were with me from the very beginning.